Because they win an overtime thriller, that means you get a free 20-ounce Texan slush at participating area Sonic locations. This Sonic game recap goes inside the locker room after the overtime thriller, and here's from some of the players.
It was fun to watch. I mean, he was just dicing his way down the field. It's so much fun when you're sitting on the sideline and watching him go to work. And the things he did today was awesome. And the receivers played well, Garrett, Andre, everybody. So it's fun to watch our offense, and they come to play every week.
I've been around. I've seen Andre have some huge games around here. But I don't think one as big as one is today. The play he made in the game was just unbelievable. It was a fitting end for his day. But, he's the hardest worker we have. It's great to see him be able to do that. He hasn't had one of those in a while, so he's moving in the right direction.
I didn't see it was like a little screen bet or something. I was sitting on the sideline and watching the big screen, and they don't really have the camera over on the side. So then I just saw him running. I was just like, that's kind of poetic justice the way the game could end with the kind of game he was having for him to get a walk-off, 50-yard screen pass.
I think we were in a good spot in that fourth quarter mentally. I thought, we were pretty confident in what we were doing, and Matt was doing a great job leading us. We had to score a couple times to get back into it, but he kept us calm in the huddle and our little muddle hole deal that we had going on, and just an excellent job. Can't say enough about him.
You know, they got pressure at times. He did a great job of sitting there and delivering. In big games, comes down to the wire. I trust him more than anybody. And I don't want anybody else under the center, and I love that guy. He makes plays when we need him, and says a lot about him.
Man, it was big. It was big in more ways than you can think, because that type of game and making those type of plays, like when you come out there on the field, you see, if they get a first down, game is over. It's a field goal. All they needed was about 10 to 15 yards, and they kick a field goal and win the game. So you can't give up nothing, no matter what it is or what you got to do. You got to do something to get them off the field. And the character of this defense grew tonight because they had to make those plays. Regardless of how we got there, we had to do it or we was going to lose.
Anytime you can win in this league, I was happy. Sometimes they are easier than others, but sometimes you just got to go fight like that. And division games are always like that. They came out ready to play, and they got some plays on us early. But anytime you can win, I don't care if you win by 50 or you win by a touchdown in overtime. I mean, you're happy to win. It's just, when you're up by a lot of points, you probably know early before the game is over with that you're going to win because, you've been up for a while. So it's not just like, whoa. But, when it's like that and you're fighting, they're fighting, and then you get that play, it's like, whoa, we won. It's a good feeling.
I guess you could call it beautiful. I just call it downright just determination. That's one thing about this team this year is a very determined and very driven team that felt like we should have been further in the playoffs last year, and we're trying to implement that into this season and move on, but we're using that fuel to the fire.
I think the good teams and the great teams find ways to win games, and they find ways to step up big in big time situations, and today we did that. We did that in a big way. It definitely wasn't pretty. It wasn't clean. It wasn't what a lot of people expected this game to be, but we won the game, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.